You're listening to SBS News.
In the United States, almost 600,000 children have tested positive for COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. That's according to figures released by the American Academy of Pediatrics and the Children's Hospital Association. The new data also found that almost 76,000 cases of COVID-19 in children were reported between September 3 to 17 alone. The United States has recorded more than 200,000 deaths. There are fresh new concerns with a jump in cases in the state of Wisconsin and a state of public health emergency there. The increase in infections is among 18 to 24-year-olds as students return to colleges for the August to December fall semester. U.S. President Donald Trump is considering more stringent standards for an emergency authorization of a COVID-19 vaccine, despite officials from the Food and Drug Administration saying such a move would appear political.
Today, my administration announced that we are awarding $200 million of CARES Act funding to all 50 states to prepare to distribute the vaccine to high-risk residents, and we want to do that the instant it is approved, not the following day, but the following moment.
There's also been a rise in infections in Texas, Arizona, and Minnesota. Almost 7 million cases have been recorded in the US and 2.5 million recoveries. In Africa, the head of the continent's health agency has praised African nations for their work to slow and control the spread of COVID-19. The head of the African Centers for Disease Control, John Kengasong, says interventions taken at the onset of the pandemic have helped keep case numbers low when compared with Europe and the Americas.
Our scenario reflects actually the early interventions that countries took. The recognition that we have to apply these public health measures massively and consistently.
The African continent has recorded 1.4 million cases and 34,000 deaths, which accounts for just under 5% of the world's cases and 3.6% of deaths. Brazil remains third highest in the world for total number of coronavirus cases. Vaccine candidate producers are focusing their efforts on Sao Paulo, which is the country's most populous state. Governor Juan Duria says it's likely the state will start immunizing its population for COVID-19 when they're given the green light.
In the first lot, there will be 5 million doses of the CoronaVac vaccine to be applied in Sao Paulo. They'll now arrive in Butantan in October. We have to wait for the end of Phase 3, the last phase of the trial, and its results. Also, approval from the regulatory authority and visa. But in December, in the second half, we could start immunisation.
The state has a deal with Sinovac manufacturers to deliver 60 million doses by the end of February, which Duria says is enough to vaccinate the state's entire population. Sao Paulo is one of the sites of Phase 3 clinical trials for the vaccine conducted by the state's Butantan Institute, a leading biomedical research centre. In the United Kingdom, one of London's biggest train stations is the centre of a new technological effort targeting coronavirus. St Pancras International Station is trying to restore customer confidence in the safety of travel hubs by using robots that can kill nearly 100% of bacteria on surfaces and in the air. Head of Station's Engineering and Operations for High Speed 1, Jay Newton, says the robots use ultraviolet electromagnetic radiation lights to sweep large areas without chemical disinfectant.
So the robots work by moving into a room and automatically mapping out a room and then undertaking a route round the room. That's the most effective cleaning and quick and effective routes for disinfecting the either room or area that they're in.
It comes as Prime Minister Boris Johnson urged people to work from home again where possible and also ordered restaurants and bars to close early. Meanwhile, at least 6,178 new infections of COVID-19 were reported in the UK in the last 24 hours, which is the maximum daily figure reported in nearly 5 months. In Czech Republic, hospitals are starting to fill up again and authorities are scrambling to keep up with demand. The intensive care unit at Prague's General University Hospital, where Chief Dr. Martin Balik works, has been at 70% capacity this week. Dr. Balik is concerned about the balance of hospital demand while staff request to take time off to care for their children due to school closures.
When I don't get three nurses coming to work job at the morning because they have to cover for the child at home, then I'm short of one ICU bed. and this is my concern. So deliberate extensive closure of schools, public schools and the secondary schools, particularly the public schools, makes me nervous.
Elsewhere, the struggle to contain growing infection numbers continues in Spain's capital, Madrid, with 3,000 new COVID-19 cases in the last 24 hours. Regional authorities will be asking the government for urgent military and police support for testing and disinfection. And this weekend in France, bars and restaurants in Marseille will be closing down. The city is now labelled a maximum alert zone, and so is the French overseas territory of Guadeloupe. French Health Minister Olivier Véran says although the measures are difficult, they're also necessary.
Les mesures qui s'appliqueront à compter de samedi.
The measures that will take effect starting Saturday and after consultations with prefects and local officials are the following. Reducing the maximum number of people in gatherings to 1,000 on the condition that health protocols are strictly respected. Banning big events, including local festivals and student parties. Banning of gatherings of more than 10 people in public spaces, including beaches and parks.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.